Now, a long time ago, there lived a tzaddik, and his name was Reb Avraham. This Reb Avraham was a very poor man. He could not make money. He was always hungry. His family was hungry. The kids went with torn clothes and broken shoes and hardly any furniture. And this is the way they lived because he just did not have enough money for his family. And one time this tzaddik, Reb Avraham, he heard about a tzaddik who lived in Mitzrayim, and his name was the Rambam. And the Rambam was a very, very great tzaddik. The people started talking about the Rambam, how big a tzaddik he was. And Reb Avraham decided that somehow, some way, he's going to go down to Mitzrayim, and he's going to go see the Rambam. He'll tell him his problem, how poor he is, and he'll ask the Rambam for a bracha, that he should have enough money for his family, because he heard that the Rambam is a very big tzaddik. Now, Reb Avraham was very poor. He could not afford to take a wagon to Mitzrayim or to go there in a boat, so he had to walk with his feet. He packed up his bag, he said goodbye to his wife and to his kiddies, and he started to walk all the way down to Mitzrayim, walking with his feet through the desert and through the hot time, the places that he had to go, and it took a long time, and he's going day after day, week after week, and finally Avraham gets all the way down to Mitzrayim, and he asks, where is the Rambam? Where is his house? And he finds out where the Rambam lives, in his house, and he goes over there and he knocks on the door. And the servant opens the door. Excuse me, I would like to see the Rambam. I heard he's a very great tzaddik. I would like to ask him for a bracha. And the servant says, I'm sorry, the Rambam is by the palace of the king. The Rambam is a doctor, you know, and he goes to the palace of the king every morning to take care of the king and his family in case they're sick or in case there's any kind of a problem with officers in the palace. For anybody who doesn't feel well, the Rambam is there to help. He's the king's doctor. And he leaves early in the morning, and he comes back at night. Maybe you should try to come back at night. And Avraham waited until the night time, and he came back to the Rambam's house, and he wanted to see the Rambam for a bracha. All of a sudden, he sees a long line of people outside of the Rambam's house. Oh no, look how many people are in line. That means I have to stand in this line to get a bracha? You mean so many people came to the Rambam's house to get a bracha? And he goes over to the line and he says, excuse me, are all of you waiting for a bracha from the Rambam? And the people said, oh no, well, we're sick and the Rambam is a great doctor and we're all here because we need the Rambam's help, because he's the best doctor anywhere. And all of these people were sick. Some of them had boo-boos, and some of them didn't feel good, and some of them had different other things wrong. And he saw that he would have to wait a very long time to be in this line. Well, he started waiting in the line, and he just got so tired. He says, I'll come back in the morning again. I'll try in the morning. Maybe I'll come back earlier. Came back the next morning and he knocks on the door. Oh, could I please see the Rambam? I'm sorry, the Rambam already left for the king's palace. Well, do you think I can go to the king's palace to see the Rambam? Oh, no, nobody gets to go in the king's palace, only who the king wants to come in. Well, maybe you should try to come back at night. He came back at night again, a long line of patients to see the Rambam. Oh, Avraham said, I could never see the Rambam. He's either away at the palace of the king, or he's got all of these patients. How can I ever see the Rambam? He was talking to some of the sick people in line, and he heard some of them talking that the Rambam, every day, He goes also to a hospital. There's a certain hospital. And in this hospital, the Rambam visits all the patients. Who's ever in a bed in the hospital, the Rambam goes to him and he visits him in his bed. Not only that, but whatever is wrong with that patient, if he's sick enough to be in the hospital, of course, if you're sick enough to be in the hospital, you don't have to stand in a line like the patients that are outside. You have to be in a bed. And the Rambam goes over to your bed, he looks at you in the eyes, and he tells the nurse exactly which medicine to bring you. The Rambam does not have to poke you with sticks, and he doesn't have to look at you with any special things. The Rambam, all he has to do is look at you in your eyes, look at you in your face, and right away he tells the nurse exactly which medicine to give you. And then, if you want to say something to the Rambam, you could, because you're in the hospital in bed. And Rabbi Avraham thought to himself, oh, if I go in the hospital and I get a bed, I wouldn't have to wait in line the whole day or the whole night. And then I could ask the Rambam for a bracha. And that's the way I could see the Rambam, to be in the hospital. And so Rabbi Avraham set out to find the hospital. And he's walking through Mitzrayim, and he's thinking to himself, when he gets to the hospital, he has to pretend that he's very, very sick, or else they won't let him in. And if they won't let him in, it doesn't look like he's ever going to see the Rambam, because the lines are so long at night, and the Rambam leaves so early in the morning. And if he never sees the Rambam, he'll never get a bracha. If he never gets a bracha, he'll never have enough money. And he needs money. And so he finally went to the hospital, and he goes in over there to the doctor. Oh, hi, doctor, my head, my eyes, my ears, my stomach, my knees, my feet, my toes, my nose, everything hurts. I'm so sick. I don't know what to do. I need some special medicine from a doctor. I'm so sick. Please let me in the hospital. And the doctor sees the man shaking and screaming and crying and complaining and fetching. And the nurse and the doctor are looking at the man trying to figure out what's wrong. And each time the doctor touches him, he screams, "Ay, that hurts!" The doctor pokes him, "Ay, that hurts!" The doctor says, "Oi, this man looks like he's very, very sick. We better wait till the Rambam comes, and the Rambam will give him a medicine. The Rambam knows exactly what's wrong with each one and what medicine he needs." And they gave Avraham a bed in the hospital. And Rabbi Avraham goes into the bed. He puts on the special hospital pajamas. And he's laying there in bed, and he's waiting for the Rambam to come. All of a sudden, the Rambam comes in the room, and standing next to him is a nurse, and behind him are a few doctors that go with the Rambam to see exactly how the Rambam does things, try to learn from the Rambam how to be a good doctor. And in the room are many patients in beds. And the Rambam goes to the first man laying in bed. And the Rambam looks at him in the face. And he tells the nurse, "Give this man heart medicine. He's very sick in his heart." And she writes out the prescription. And one of the people that goes along with them runs to get the medicine. And the Rambam goes to the next man. "Oh, this man is very sick in his stomach. He needs a special stomach medicine." And he writes out a prescription for that kind of medicine. And each one, the Rambam knew exactly what he needed. All of a sudden, the Rabbi Avraham got afraid. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I want a chance to see the Rambam. I want to ask him for a bracha, but wait a minute. I'm not really sick, am I? Maybe if I ask the Rambam for a bracha, and the Rambam sees that I made a trick to go in the hospital, and I'm not really sick, maybe he'll get very angry. Maybe he'll be very upset and he won't give me a bracha. Maybe he'll be upset instead. Oh yeah, I don't want a tzaddik to be upset at me. Maybe he'll be very, very upset that I pulled this trick to get in the hospital and I won't get a bracha. Maybe I'll get the opposite, chas v'shalom. And Avraham got very afraid and he didn't know what's going to be. And by the time the Rambam came to him, he was shaking and he was afraid, and he was afraid to ask for a bracha because he was afraid that the Rambam might get upset. And so finally the Rambam came to his bed and the Rambam looked at him, and he was too afraid to ask the Rambam now for a bracha. He kept his mouth shut. What's going to happen when the Rambam sees he's not sick? And the Rambam looked at him and he says to the nurse, I know exactly what this man needs. And he wrote down on the prescription, on the paper, words, but he didn't say it out. And he gave it to the nurse. Go and bring this man what I wrote on the paper. And now the Rambam left, and he went to the rest of the beds, then he left the room, and he left the hospital. And now Avram was also very afraid. Oh no, he knows one thing. If you're sick and you take medicine, the medicine can make you better. But what if you're not sick and you take medicine? You know what happens to you? The medicine can make you sick. If the Rambam is now giving me a medicine, and such a medicine because I'm in the hospital for a very sick person, I'm going to take it, oh, I'll get very sick. Well, I'll wait to see what happens. The nurse came back with a package, a brown package, and she gave it to Avram. And she said to him, this is what the Rambam prescribed for you. This is what you need. And he says, after you get this package, if you feel better, you can go home. This is what the Rambam told me. Rabbi Avram waited for the nurse to leave. He was very embarrassed. And when nobody looked, he opened up the package. And all of a sudden, he saw in the package $400. The Rambam had told the nurse she should get $400 and put it in the package because this is what he needs. He needs money. That's what he needs. And of course he felt better because that's what he needed. He needed money. And he had money. And he got dressed. And he went home. He went back to his family. And he gave him the money. Okay, now, you remember Avraham and the story, what I told you. I told you a Rambam story already about a very poor man, Avraham ibn Ezra, and he went down to Mitzrayim to see the Rambam. Remember that story? Well, a few years later, another story happened with Rabbi Avraham, Avraham ibn Ezra, and this is what happened. One day, Avram woke up in the morning and his eyes started to hurt. Now, sometimes your eyes could start to hurt for many reasons, and you wash your face or you rub your eyes a little bit or whatever, and you know, it starts to feel better. But as the day went on, the eyes hurt more and more. Very, very painful. And his eyes started to hurt so much. And after a while, things got blurry. He couldn't see. And after a while, it was hurting him so much that he said, I've got to go to a doctor. And he went to the doctor where he lives, and the doctor took a look at his eyes, and he says, you've got a terrible problem here. And I've never seen such a thing. I don't know what to do. I'll give you a certain kind of medicine that I know what to do for eyes, but if it doesn't work, you're going to have to go to a bigger doctor, a specialist for the eyes. And Avram took the medicine the doctor gave him, and it did not help his eyes. His eyes got worse, and the pain got more. Well, he went to another special eye doctor, and the eye doctor looked at his eyes, and he says, I've never seen such a thing in the eyes before. You have a real problem here. I'll give you the best medicine that I have. I hope it works. But in case it doesn't work, you're going to have to find yourself some other kind of doctor because I don't know what to do to help you. And he took this other doctor's medicine, who was the best eye doctor around, and it did not help at all. His eyes got worse and worse. Oh, yeah, Avraham says, what am I going to do? Of course, he davens to Hashem, and he says Tehillim, and he gives whatever tzedaka, a few pennies that he had, because he was a poor man. But at the same time, of course, you have to try to do anything possible to help yourself. You daven to Hashem, and you do things to ask Hashem to help you, and at the same time, you do whatever you can to help yourself in a regular way. And both ways together, with Hashem's help, you get some kind of help. All of a sudden, Avraham says, wait a minute. I remember who is a very great doctor, but he's not here. He's in Mitzrayim. And you know who was the great doctor that he remembers? The Rambam. Not only the Rambam was a great tzaddik and a great Talmud Chochem, and he wrote Sfarim, but he was a great doctor. He was the king's doctor, and people came to him. Long lines of people came to him because he was the best doctor. And Rabbi Avraham says, I'm going to go to Mitzrayim, to the Rambam. For sure he'll be able to help me. And again, he was a poor man. He couldn't afford to take a wagon or a boat. So he walked all the way down to Mitzrayim, far, far away. And when he got to Mitzrayim, it was in the afternoon when the line is forming outside of the Rambam's house and people are waiting to see the Rambam. When he comes back from the palace, the Rambam sees his patients in his house, and Avraham got in line. He wants to see the Rambam. And he waited and he waited until finally it was his turn to go into the Rambam. The Rambam sat in his office, which was a part of his house. And outside of the office, there was not a secretary. Usually in a doctor's office, there's a secretary. And she handles the money, and you have to pay either before or after. The Rambam didn't have a secretary to handle the money. You know what he had? He had a box. And in the box was a hole like a pushka. And over there, you put in the money, whatever you wanted. A rich person that could afford it, he put in more money. A poor person that couldn't afford it would put in either a little money or no money. And that way, the person paid the Rambam, because he didn't care about the money. You know what he cared about? He cared about the person. And he cared about, of course, Hashem. And he wanted to treat everybody fair. If a sick person came to him, because, of course, everybody is Hashem's person, and Hashem takes care of everybody, so the Rambam felt himself to be a shliach from Hashem, and Malach Raphael, the doctor Malach, to help people. And it wasn't if you're going to pay or not, or how much you're going to pay. And Rabbi Avraham put a few pennies that he could afford into the box. And now he goes into the Rambam. And he trusts in Hashem. Hashem should help him. And that the Rambam should, with the koyach of Hashem, find a way that he should get a refuah shlema for his eyes. Well, the Rambam looks into his eyes, and he takes out different things to help him, like a doctor has different tools and different things to look through. And finally, the Rambam says, I'm sorry, Avraham, there is nothing I can do for you. Avraham says, what? You mean you can't help me? I'm sorry, I cannot help you. There's nothing I can do. I'm afraid that your eyes are in very, very great trouble, but there's nothing I can do. And Rabbi Avraham says, but if there's nothing you can do, that means there's nothing anybody can do, because I went to all the good doctors, and I traveled down here because I know you're the best doctor, and if you can't do anything, then that's it. The Rambam says, there's nothing I can do. And Avraham turned around to leave. His head was down. He was so sad. The Rambam says, wait a minute, Avraham. I know that you traveled from very far away, and now it's nighttime, and you should not travel at night, especially a long trip starting at night. So I want you to sleep over in my house tonight, and in the morning, then you could leave and go home. Avram says, well, that's okay. I'll find a place to sleep. No, the Rambam says, for sure, I want you to sleep in my house, and I'm going to tell the servant to prepare your room. Okay? He called in his servant, and the servant now is going to take Avram to his room. And first the Rambam whispers something into the servant's ear. And the servant shook his head, yes. And Avram now goes with the servant. And they go down the hallway, past the bedrooms. But they don't stop in a bedroom. They get past the last bedroom, and there's the doorway that goes out to the yard. And they're going out to the yard. Avram thinks, maybe there's a guest house in the yard. Some people have a guest house, like a separate house, and over there they have orchim. He doesn't see a house in the yard. And they're going through the yard, out to the end of the yard, and over there there's a barn. A barn is a place where the animals live. All of a sudden, the servant opens up the door to the barn, and they go into the barn, and over there are the goats. The goats live in the barn, and a few cows and a few chickens, and it was very, very smelly in the barn. And Avram started to even cough. Oh, it smells. The servant says, the Rambam said that you should sleep here in the barn. This is where you're going to sleep tonight, and I'm going to fix your bed. And he took some straw, like dried grass, and he made a bed in the barn with the goats and the chickens and the cows. And over there, he put down a little pillow and a blanket, and he said, see you in the morning. The Rambam says in the morning, you should come back in the house and I'll say goodbye to you before he leaves to the palace of the king. And Avram couldn't believe it. It's bad enough his eyes hurt so much, and it's bad enough that he's so sad, but he's got to sleep in the barn with goats and chickens and cows, a smelly barn? And this is what the Rambam wants? And even there was rooms for Orchim, for guests with beds and everything, and they walked past those rooms and he's got to sleep in the barn. And Avram felt that his whole life is just a big, big disaster. Like his whole life is just so sad. His eyes, and he doesn't have enough money all the time. Of course, he got the $400 a few years ago from the Rambam, but that ran out already. Everything is so terrible. And the doctors can't help him, and the Rambam can't help him. And he starts to cry. And it smelled so bad in the barn. And the goats were over there, and they were rubbing their goat beards against him. And the chickens were coming over to see what was there. And the cows are licking his toes. It's so terrible in the barn. And he's crying, and he's crying the whole night. He couldn't sleep because of the smell and then the noise from the animals. And the whole night Avram is crying. Finally, he fell asleep sometime in the night. And then all of a sudden he woke up and he looked around. It was the morning. He saw a few goats and a few chickens and a few cows, and he saw some light coming in from the ceiling through the cracks in the wood. All of a sudden, after he said Moedei Ani, the first thing he thinks to himself, hey, my eyes, they don't hurt. My eyes, they don't hurt. This is the first morning I woke up, it's still a long time, that my eyes feel okay, they don't hurt. And he looks around, hey, look, I could see the goats and the cows. They look clear. Usually they always looked all blurry and he couldn't see too good and it hurt to look at something. I could see the goats and the cows and the chickens. They look regular. And then he looked at light again at the light coming through the ceiling. He says, look, I'm able to look at the light. Usually he was not able to look at the light because it hurts so much. Some people, sometimes, they get in their eyes such a kind of a pain when they look at light. They can't look at light. And Avram had such a pain, and now he looks at light, and it didn't hurt him. My eyes feel, Baruch Hashem, fine. It must be a miracle. I'm going to go tell the Rambam. And he ran from the barn into the house, because the Rambam had said he should come in before the Rambam goes to the palace. And the Rambam is waiting for him in the kitchen. And he's waiting by the table, and the table is set with food for breakfast. And the Rambam is smiling. Hey, and Avram says, are you waiting for me? The Rambam says, yeah, I'm waiting for you. We're going to have some breakfast together. Of course, what we're allowed to eat before davening, a little bit. And the Rambam says, first of all, let me say I'm sorry, because when you came to me yesterday, I told you I couldn't help you, and I knew that you would be so sad. Now, I want to tell you, Avram, I felt very, very bad, but I had to tell you that, and I'm going to explain why. I felt very bad for you. When you came to me, I knew that there was one way only to have a refuah shleima for your eyes, but I couldn't tell you what it was. Rabbi Avram says, what do you mean? And the Rambam says, you had a special sickness in your eyes, and the only cure, the only treatment, is not medicine that you can get in a bottle or that you can get in a store or a pill. The only medicine is in tears, real crying. If there would be real crying, if you would really cry a lot, and a lot of tears would go through your eyes, there is something special in the tears that would wash the sickness out of your eyes. But there's no way that you could wash it out with anything else, to get a bottle of something and to wash it out. It's only from your own real tears. And the only way you can get your own real tears is if you really cry. And the only way you really cry is if you're really upset. So I knew that I would have to tell you that I couldn't help you. And first of all, I knew that would make you cry. But then I wasn't sure if that would be enough. That's why I put you in the barn with the animals. I knew that if you would have such a night in my barn with all the goats and the cows and the sheep and the chickens, then you're really going to cry. Because I know how it smells out there, and I know how uncomfortable it is, and I know how you are feeling. And all that together made you cry. And the whole night, I'm sure that you were crying. And when you woke up in the morning, the reason your eyes felt so good and a refuah shleima is because all of those tears and all of that crying washed all the sickness out of your eyes. And now you're 100% cured. And Rabbi Avram was so happy, and he thanked the Rambam, and of course he thanked Hashem. And he went home back to his house and told his family, and everybody was so happy and thanking Hashem.